steam billows from the nostrils of the mudhorn as it powers down, and you can hear sirens in the distance.
All right, well, I guess would sirens be the clones or like the police? The police like dissolve once the clones like.
No, there's still Coruscant police, but in this sector of Coruscant, it's mostly clones.
I think the clones can take it from here. Don't get yourself in any more trouble, buddy. Stay away from big machines that could hurt you and the friendly citizens of Coruscant.
And wrap him up?
Yeah, wrap him up. Turns to leave and is almost like, wait a second, and just turns and...
And then you whipcord throw her away. As the clones arrive, they inspect the damage. There are a few with data pads looking over the ruined areas of the street, the streetlights, the buildings. And they take this Toong into custody. And as they load him into one of their cruisers, a person in black and gray surveys the scene. They have a helmet, shining black. They open up the front of it, look around, sniff the air, turn and head back into the cruiser. End of the screenplay. Aurora Biotech.
Mm-hmm.
Park's internship is almost over. As he heads down into the basement, into Manny's lab, he sees the Quarren hard at work looking at some samples through a microscope, jotting things down. What is the end of Park's internship look like? Does he have like a final project? What's going on here?
Yeah, he does have a final project. His final project was to build something, a useful prototype. And I think that the prototype he designed was for like a worker safety. It's like a suit that would make working on some of the more hazardous environments in Coruscant or on a Star Cruiser a little safer. I think this suit is kind of armored, but also can absorb like any accidental, you know, shock or energy displacement. Not necessarily. And could also be used to like maybe charge or like test whether electronics are working.
Okay, so this is a biotech company. What's the biological portion of it?
The biological portion of it. Isn't the biological portion the person that gets inside of it?
Are there like microbes that absorb hazardous radiation or something?
Yeah. And I won't go into any more detail. Because I don't know anything about Star Wars microbes.
Maybe Park found some strange organisms when he was poking his head in a sewer recently.
Yeah. So when he was poking his head in the sewer, he found that there's plenty of life down below the city. Bioluminescent, you know, things, creatures large and small. And maybe this suit harnesses some of the smallest of those microbes.
Is it actually like some sort of strange spider silk or something?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. It uses this strange spider silk that through some testing he found could carry an electrical charge through it.
Mm. And as he gets down there, Manny hears him coming and says, "Oh, hey, Park, come take a look at this. We got the samples in from that ship. There's some really interesting stuff here."
Interesting stuff, huh, Manny? All right, let's see what we got.
And you look through this microscope.
Yeah, you remember the story about this stuff where people were eating it and, well, it was turning them weird.
I do remember this story.
Well, it's pretty neat. It's actually showing some signs of intelligence.
That is interesting. Let me take a look.
You see this, like, sludgy, creamy colored stuff that is, like, moving through the slide, and it envelops a little microorganism, and it lets go of it, and then the microorganism looks like it has it in it. Like, you can see through it, and then the two things are acting together and seeking out other things.
Hmm. Look at that. Looks like it's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, it's a bit aggressive. I wouldn't let this stuff out. Not after those stories you heard.
And, what are we planning to do with it, Manny? Just see if we can find something to counteract it?
Well, right now it's just about containment, but if there's any, uses for, you know, the people that we work for, we're interested in using things like this to, advance the galaxy.
Hmm. Well, if it's making people weird...
people pretty weird.
I wouldn't say there's any obvious way that this could help folks across the galaxy, but well, I guess that remains to be seen.
Well, we can be a little bit more scientific than making people weird. It enhanced strength, but had adverse reactions to extreme temperatures.
Interesting.
Well, anyway, you've got your project to finish up.
Yeah, I'm almost finished. I think I'm going to be finished any day now. And also, I have to be because I only have a couple days left.
Yeah, you looking forward to graduation?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to summer vacation.
What are you going to be doing? I'm not going to be here.
Well, I haven't thought that far, Manny, right? But I'm going to be relaxing, enjoying myself, catching up on some of my hobbies.
Then you head off into your corner of the lab. So what is it that Park is working on here?
Yeah, he pulls a plastic sheet off of what he's been working on. And you see this suit. I think that what is probably the most unfinished about it is there theoretically could be like an extra like outer layer that might like keep it a little bit cleaner or keep it like, but it would also probably make it look a little more dumpy because right now it's kind of almost looks like almost has that like clone armor kind of like sectioned pieces.
Utilitarian.
But this suit, I think in particular, unlike the clone suits, it has some areas where you can see wires traveling down from section to section, and maybe you can see like this kind of faint glow that connects each of these sections with these wires. And I think that glow comes from the special silk that was harnessed in the depths of Coruscant.
Mm-hmm. And Park spends some time working on it, working on the exosuit portion of it, getting it ready for review. When is graduation?
Is it like tomorrow?
It might be tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
When is the big dance? Is it today? It's today.
Yeah, graduation day is tomorrow. And I think Park is so busy between keeping Coruscant safe and working on his suit, which is maybe going to become part of keeping Coruscant safe, that I don't think he's thinking too much about graduation. It's not on his mind, but it is coming. Is his review today?
I don't think it's today.
Okay.
Yeah, the suit's not done yet. Park has sense, right?
Seek.
Not sense?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay. As Park is working, he starts to get a bad feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like those threads that attach people and places and things are vibrating in a way that is unnerving. It's almost like that feeling when your hand's asleep. Mm-hmm. Like that in those threads. Something fuzzy, something strange. And Manny gets a page. The comm goes off down here, and you hear Manny say,
yeah, we'll be up in a minute. Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh.
And he comes back and says,
Park, they've asked all the scientists to come up to the lobby. You should come too.
Did they say why?
No, just, well, there's some clone troopers here.
Clone troopers, huh? All right. And I guess he throws the sheet back over his work, and he's going to follow Manny up to the lobby.
You go up to the lobby through the various levels of security, scanning your credentials at each one to open the doors. And you get out there, and there are a number of scientists, quite a few of them gathered around. And in front of the large glass windows of this place, between you and the exit, are a line of clone troopers standing with their gleaming white armor with some red markings on pauldrons and other places and helmets. And in front of them is somebody wearing a gray suit with black armor over it. They've got a sort of a wide helmet on, and the visor on it is lowered, obscuring their face, and they are sort of pacing, looking around the crowd. It seems like they're looking for someone or something.
Okay. I know what I'm gonna do. Park's not sure if they're looking for him or what they're even looking for, but Park has the innate ability to make himself seem more nonchalant. He can fly casually. I'm gonna use my talent Indistinguishable.
Are you sure you're not gonna use your talent Shroud?
Well, that's the thing.
Indistinguishable is passive, so that'll just happen. Shroud is something you can choose to use.
I see. Okay, well, I'm gonna use Shroud. I'm gonna spend a destiny point to hide powers. That makes sense. If perhaps a Jedi do they seek. So I'm gonna spend my destiny. We've got two reds now.
This person in black and gray speaks.
Your cooperation is required. We seek out remnants of corruption within the city.
Corruption within the city?
We have intel that says you may be harboring rogue Jedi. Please, Jedi. Form a line.
Does Park, know he's got, it would be considered a Jedi?
He probably not know that he would be considered Jedi. He is aware of his Force ability at this point, though.
And is I think he might be aware that was he aware he's on, a list?
He's not on the list.
Okay. All right, well, Park's gonna line up and do his best to hide his Force ability, which he would understand he could be who they're searching for.
And as people line up, this person, they lift their mask. You see the face of an Elamin with red skin and an upturned nose, and they, almost like a bat's face, they go from person to person. They grab somebody's chin and look them up and down, move to the next person, look at them, and that's not the person. They move to the next one and call out,
"If you are harboring Jedi knowingly, this could be a problem for you. If you know this person, come forward now."
He moves on to the next person, two people away from Park. The next person is Manny. He just looks at Manny, shakes his head, and then moves on to Park. He squints his eyes at you.
"You are awfully young to be working at a place like this."
"I'm just an intern. This is actually my last week."
Sort of tilts his head a little bit and inhales deeply.
"Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot to shower after gym today."
Squints his eyes again and moves on to the next person. And he continues along the line from person to person. He finishes the last person, and he's kind of mad now, because this was a solid lead. There was Aurora Biotech property at that last location where they found the Mudhorn. And he pulls something from his back, this ring with a handle in the center of it. It looks like he thinks about it for a second as he slowly raises it and then puts it back down.
"A rogue Jedi used Aurora Biotech technology. If one of you is supplying or hiding this person, I will find out."
And then he turns and leaves, and the clones follow behind.
Yeah, I think Park slinks away.
So they know somebody, probably me, is using Aurora Biotech to make things like my reflex suit, maybe the shock suit I'm making as well.
Well, you made the whipcord here.
And the whipcord. Well, as long as I can keep things under wraps until the suit's done and approved, then I'll get it out of here. That'll be that. I guess he's gonna go, like, to the suit, and maybe he's gonna take it with him so that if they come back and, like, root around, they won't find any of the stuff that he's built.
How do you pack it up?
I think, like, you could put it in a backpack. Like, the parts, it's not as, like, bulky and heavy as, like, a clone suit. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it is, like, soft material, like, spandexy sort of.
Okay. It doesn't just, like, turn into a briefcase.
I think that would be maybe too ridiculous.
Okay.
So, yeah, he packs it up. He's going to pack up all of his stuff. Maybe he leaves some stuff so that it doesn't look like he's has anything to hide.
You pack up and you head home?
Yeah, he's going to head home.
Okay.
To the Dunya household.
And there's a screen wipe.
So Park, I think, arrives at his home, having traveled home via his, what's it called?
His foot speeder.
His foot speeder. And he kicks his foot speeder up at the, once he's reached home.
This is the usual chaos at the Dunya household.
Yep. Comes in, I think he has 13?
Sure.
Or maybe he's one of 13? Sometimes he's not sure. Yeah, walks by a big group watching the holo screen.
He passes by a group of siblings huddled around two or three little, like, battling, spinning top droids.
Uh-huh.
Little plastic things.
There's some smoke coming from the kitchen that is, and the sound of a extinguisher goes off.
It was Hot Pockets, right?
Hot Pockets?
Yeah.
Yep.
And what, does he head up to his room?
Yeah, he's going to head up to his room, which is in the attic.
Okay. He gets into his room and closes the door and relishes the relative silence after moving through the household of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
What is tonight looking like?
He takes out the new suit and does some, like, calibration. And I think most, I guess, you're not going to always hear about crime and stuff. Well,
his old suit has the built-in, like, a comm scanner, like, basically a police radio scanner.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he would just be having, that would just be on the desk flipping through.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, most nights while he's working on stuff in his room, he's just got that on in case there's any situations that he needs to go out and deal with.
Yeah, I think as he's working, it is a fairly quiet night in the city. Nothing super major going on. He can hear the distant thunder as a storm is going to roll in overnight. And he continues working on his new suit. Does he want to tend to his injuries from earlier?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that earlier. So yeah, he did suffer some wounds, and I think his reflex bodysuit took some damage.
Yeah.
He'd have to repair that if he wanted it to be at full power. But yeah, he's got some bruised up ribs, some bruises on his, like, arms and legs. I think he backed a body gel that he rubs on some bruises, and it takes the pain away, helps the healing pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that can count as a stim pack, which will take your wounds back to normal. If you want to do a mechanics check on your suit, we can get within average mechanics check to get your suit back in full working order.
Okay. Do I heal my strain also, or did that stay?
We'll see how your mechanics check goes, and then we'll do a cool check to get your strain back, depending on how mechanics goes.
Okay. I'm going to do mechanics. What's my difficulty?
Two purples.
Do I get a boost because he's repaired this suit before.
You can have a boost because you are in your own workspace with your own tools.
Any setbacks?
No.
I got 3 successes, I got 1 threat, and I got 1 triumph.
Okay. Do you have an idea for your triumph? Your suit is at full capacity.
Okay. My triumph, I don't know. Does he finish the other
first,
suit?
The first hit against it does not reduce soak.
Sure, I
you
like it.
Boost one of the other systems on it. Like you've got the in-suit scanners and all that sort of stuff.
I like the idea that the first hit is what did you say?
It doesn't reduce the soak like it normally would.
Oh, okay, yeah. I like that. It's pretty helpful.
You got a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you do your cool check to recover strain. No difficulty. And yeah, cool.
0 successes and 3 advantages.
So as Park is putting the final touches on his old suit, making sure it is up to full working order, an alert comes over the clone radio scanner that there is an armed robbery in progress pretty close to where Park lives right now.
Well, good thing I got this suit ready in time. Sounds like somebody needs a little visit from me.
Park suits up?
Yeah, he's gonna suit up.
Suits up and gets his whipcord thrower ready and heads out the window of the attic of the Dunya household.
Yep, and he's gonna do as he always does, swing his way over to wherever this robbery's happening.
And he swings a few blocks away. It's about halfway up to Aurora Biotech, like a couple levels up and a couple streets over. And when he gets on the scene, there are 2 people holding up a cashier in a small convenience store. One of them is going through the registers, putting all the credits in a bag, and the other one holds a blaster. There are a few other people in the store, sort of huddled in a corner. Park sees all this through the big panes of glass in the front of the store.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna sneak in.
Alright, let's get a stealth. It's gonna be against these goons. And these goons are... Alright, it's gonna be an average stealth check.
Okay.
I'll flip a dark side point to make it a red and a purple.
Red, purple, stealth. Do I have anything that adds to stealth?
You probably do.
I probably do. Maybe I don't.
Sleight of mind, you get a boost on your stealth check.
Okay.
You took that once or twice?
Sleight of mind, looks like 1.
Okay.
0 successes and 4 advantages.
Well, you're spotted. How does Park try to stealth in?
Park drops down right in front of this window and hunches down. And this is sort of, is this like a convenience store?
Yeah.
I think he has stopped robbers at the same convenience store before.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's convenient for shoppers and robbers.
He's like, all right, I'm going to take this one. I'm going to take this one a little more delicately than last time. He whispers to himself. Does he open the door, like front door?
Ding.
And yeah, exactly.
And the 2 of them turn and look directly at you. What do you want to do with 4 advantages?
Can I? Jeez, what can I do? So much for that approach. I don't know.
You want to put him on your initiative?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Okay, cool. You're rolling initiative. I think it's vigilance for Park.
Vigilance.
The goons got a success and an advantage. Park and got a success and an advantage.
So, adding
go first.
Okay.
Oh, did you not? You did not roll your 4 advantages. So, you get to have those.
Oh.
Still. They can be boosts.
Okay. That's a lot of advantages. I think we'll... By using something he doesn't use very much. Park has never used a tool that he modified himself called the Vibro Rang.
Great. Finally.
He's going to reach for his hip and chuck his vibro-rang. Well, let's see if this thing really works. And he... I'm going to take a boost for my advantages.
How many boosts are you going to take for your advantages?
I'll take two this time, and then I'll take two next time.
Okay. You can take two this time and one next time, or you can take four this time.
Oh, I'll take four this time then. Maybe I'll... Maybe this will be an amazing vibro-rang throw. Need disadvantages.
No. You do need two advantages to have it returned to you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. What a roll.
That is such a bad roll.
Okay, tell me what dice you were rolling first.
Three green, four blue, and one purple. So that's really bad luck. I got zero successes and six advantages. Sometimes these rolls are annoying because I'm like, what the heck am I supposed to do with six advantages?
Well, it spins around the room and comes back to you for two advantages.
Okay.
And then you still have four.
It has a critical of two.
Yeah, but you didn't hit, so you can't crit.
Can I... Oh, okay. Can I... This is ridiculous. And can I hit something that turns the lights out?
Wow.
Just hits a light switch and breaks it.
Oh, I meant to do that. Tell me what happens. Yeah, you can do that. And you're going to use the rest of the advantages to make it... So you're going to knock out the lights,
mm-hmm.
have it come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you still got two advantages.
Wow. Well, it sounds like I'm going to need those for the next roll.
You're
going to
pass them as boosts for your next roll.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens?
Park throws this vibro-rang for the first time. It goes past these guys, behind them.
They both follow it as it goes.
Okay. I'm going to call that a user error. And as it does this, it, on its way back to him, hits a control pad that turns on the interior and exterior lights, and they all power down. And I think it does come back to him, but it's like he has to pick it up off the ground.
Hey, who turned out the lights?
That's why they call me the Night Cat. And he's gonna try and make himself stealthy again.
You inadvertently succeeded at being stealthy.
Inadvertently stealthy.
So Park comes in trying to be stealthy. He's crouched in the door, opens it as quietly as he can, and there's a ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
Both the thieves spin towards Park with their blasters drawn, and Park chucks this vibro-rang, which spins around the room, and they follow it. And as it comes back, it bounces off the lights, the light panel, and lands back in front of Park. The lights go out, but the two thieves had followed it all the way back pretty much to where Park is and are going to try and fire on him.
Mm-hmm. You're going to take some setbacks?
They took two setbacks for darkness. They still got a success and two advantages. So they are going to deal 7 damage to Park.
Okay.
The red lights of blaster bolts light up the interior of this this little convenience store as they fire willy-nilly at the front door. The window behind Park gets hit, blown out, and glass goes scattering out into the street. Park's turn.
Okay. He's going to pick up that vibro-rang.
Yeah.
And in the darkness try and use it in its other function, which okay. is as a melee weapon.
So the one thief who is behind the counter ducks behind the counter, and Park sees this all clear as day with the sensors that are built into his suit. The person who owns the store as well, a chatter fan named Mr. Sledgemichian, ducks behind the counter, and you hear screams as those blaster bolts break the window and from the few people who were huddled in the corner. The one person ducks behind the counter and the other one moves towards those people, and Park is going to try and vibro-rang them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to take two boosts from my past advantages.
Yes.
This stinks. That was also like, like just super unlucky.
Very unlucky.
I rolled two yellows, a green, two blues against two purple die, and I got zero successes and three advantages.
All right. What do you want to do with those three advantages?
I didn't hit anything.
Do you want to prevent the one moving towards the people from taking a hostage?
Yeah, he's gonna...
You can sort of see him sort of like holding onto the shelves to try and get over there without falling over in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Park puts himself between this goon and these hostages. The blaster bolts broke these kind of big paned windows in front of the place, and Park is going to say to these potential hostages, "Everybody, out that window or the front door right now. I'll take care of this guy."
And there's some shouts and screams, and the people get up. And let's see what happens. This could go really badly. I hope it does, kind of. The two thieves with their blasters, they feel like even though the lights are out, they've got control of the situation. You're not hitting them at all. And they start shooting at you. The one is almost engaged with you. He's very, very close. The other one behind the counter is sort of like, he's got his blaster up over the counter and he's just sort of peeking. And as the two of them shoot into this space, they not only hit you, but the one behind the counter hits the other thief.
Mm.
That will be 6 damage.
Okay. Well, that was bad luck for them.
Yeah, the shot hits the other goon, and you hear him grunt, and you can see you can hear the sizzle of the blaster bolt after it hits him.
All right.
You gonna do something better?
Yeah. Actually, I was almost gonna do something worse just to see what would happen. I don't know if I've ever done this force punch thing that I seem to have.
So you get to add your force die to brawl checks.
I want to try and do this and just see what will happen. I like the idea of trying something different every single time in combat, even though that might slow combat down, but...
So it's not just punches, but if you want to do a force kick, do a force headbutt.
Let's see. I'm going to do a force punch, and it's going to use his little shield gauntlet.
Okay.
So his little shield gauntlet, he clicks a button. This guy got shot in front of him. Yeah, and he's gonna sock it to him. So I think that, let's see, this is like the shock gloves where it does one damage, but it will, I think the damage adds brawn. I think it does.
It should.
Okay. And what does the force die do to this roll?
If you roll a light side or dark side, it is a success or an advantage.
Okay. All right, let's see. Let's go over here. I'm going to click shield gauntlet, goons, engaged, build a pool. Then we're going to add a force die.
Do you want to use your light side point?
Yeah, let's use the light side point. We got to do everything we can here. So my green's going to become a yellow. All right, finally, I got 3 successes, 1 threat, and 2 light side.
Okay. You want to use those light side as advantages or successes, or one of each?
Will successes do more damage?
Successes will add to your damage.
I want to do that then.
And you're going to keep the threat?
Yeah.
Okay. So that will be 6 damage, minus their soak. And yeah, you're going to knock one of them out. What happens?
He turns on that vibro shield. The little boom comes across to the back of his hand. And before this goon has a chance to do anything about it, he's going to take a hard punch right to the core of his torso, and it's going to shoot this goon back towards a wall of snacks that smash and clutter all over him.
As one of the bags explodes, like Night Crisper dust goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this goon lays limp on the floor.
The people take the opportunity that you just gave them and run out the front door. And The second thief, seeing that you knocked out the first one, is also going to make a run for it, running out the door. And I will spend my two advantages and one threat and a dark side point as the thief runs out the door with his blaster, and 100 feet up, silhouetted against the skyline of Coruscant, we see a figure in a black cloak, which is billowing in the wind. Behind them, the lightning from that distant storm crashes. You can see the flashes and the boom of thunder. And looking down over Little Onderon and Dak Avenue, they see the blaster shots and feel somebody using the Force. They drop down from the top of the building that they were perched on, down and down into the skylanes, passing speeders, passing ships as they fly up into the atmosphere, and they land in front of this convenience store. They take the closest person that they can find, somebody running and screaming from this place, and grab them and hold them and ignite the red lightsaber in front of them.
Jedi, come out. It is time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Coruscant Nights. Park was played by Doug. For more from Doug, visit voidboy.art. Thank you to AJ for donating for Destiny for this episode. If you like Coruscant Nights and want to support all of Nightcast Creative's shows, please visit us at patreon.com/CoruscantNights. Coruscant Nights is produced by Nightcast Creative. For more about us and the things that we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.